135. Steve Cochran, this is Radio 720 WGN. How about a camp for you and your dog? Oh, boy. Dave Eisendreth joins us. Dave, am I pronouncing your name close to correctly?
You got it right on, Eisendreth.
How are you, Dave?
Good. How are you doing?
Where are you right now?
I am at my home office.
Which is where?
In Chicago.
No, I mean the exact address. I want to come by.
No, I'm in Roscoe Village.
I'm kidding. Dave, how are you affiliated with Camp Dogwood?
Camp Dogwood is a program that my business partner, Lisa Slay, and I started developing last year, and it just kind of took off from there, and we have our first session this coming October.
October 5th through the 8th. Now, this is a camp for you and your pet, right?
Exactly. It's not a kennel, and it's not a doggy daycare, which seems to be a lot more prevalent in the cities nowadays. It's more of a vacation opportunity for you with your dog, just to get away from whatever you might have going on and spend some quality time together.
And your dog, and other dog owners, you're gonna hook up with people who are equally diseased as far as how much they love their dog.
Exactly. If you want to call it diseased, I will go.
No, I love dogs. No. I love dogs. I mean, I dogs are terrific. I've always loved dogs.
They are great, and it's just in the city, it's become increasingly difficult to find a place where you can go and just run around with your dog and let them act like a dog, without risking a ticket or needing to be on a leash or just having confined spaces.
So, you know, people in the burbs can come too, can't they?
Oh, yeah, anybody can come.
Okay. And what goes on at Camp Dogwood?
We have two full days of programming, and then Friday and Monday are partial programming with sessions like agility and obedience taught by instructors from around the Chicagoland area. And then there are games and activities like frisbee and flyball. There'll be a costume and a talent show for both human and canine talents.
Is there going to be like traditional camp stuff, like dog softball, dogs sitting around the fire telling stories that are scary? You know,
sure, there will be dog invited campfires, and we're going to have dog s'mores.
How about dog pranks, where, you know, like the boy dogs go over to the girl dog camp and cause problems? How about that?
A doggy panty raid? That'll be totally up to the campers.
Let me tell you something. You're dressing these doggies up in panties. We're shutting this down right now, mister. how much?
Day passes for Friday or for Saturday or Sunday run $125, and
that includes where I sleep, right?
Those are single day passes, and those actually do not include lodging. But
really,
lodging accommodations range from $375, which puts you actually in a tent, to $650, which gives you a single room in our new the new lodge.
All right, you got to sell this harder to me because this sounds expensive. What am I getting for my $600?
Well, for $600, you get your accommodations for the whole time, all of your meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner,
right,
and snacks
cool.
for the full time. And
does the dog get fed as well?
The dog does not get fed. There are a lot of different attitudes about feeding and what to feed dogs. And
so you got to bring your own dog chow.
Exactly, your own dog chow.
Well, is there going to be access to buy it there? It's kind of a pain. What if you got a Saint Bernard? You know,
you know, we pretty much anticipate people who would come to camp wouldn't consider that a pain.
Okay. Just, all right. That's fair.
But we have full days of schedules. They go into the evening, like past the campfires. We're going to have a lot of discussions from animal professionals. We're going to have things like doggy massage, a dog massage workshop. We have a dog chiropractor coming to explain.
A dog chiropractor?
A dog chiropractor.
What?
And pretty much educate people that there are benefits of, like, chiropractic for your
dog. Wait a minute. So that's a profession?
That is actually a profession.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we got real lucky to get Dr. Hansen is coming out there.
Well, hold on. I'm trying to. You ever been to a chiropractor, Dave?
To a person chiropractor?
Yeah.
I have.
So have I. Now, the thing they do, and by the way, I'm very fond of chiropractors. I believe it. I think it's a good thing and all of that. But the first time you go, it's a pretty jarring experience because it's like relax your head, and then they twist it around 15 or 20 times, and your neck starts making noises it's never made before, and you feel 100% better.
Well, yeah,
how do you do that with a dog without the dog ripping your head off?
That was actually my first thought, too, and I had a dog that I took to the dog chiropractor to kind of see what was going on there, and he explained to me how in people we walk upright, so our spine gets compressed, and it's a different kind of stress put on the spine than the horizontal spine of a dog, and it's really a lot gentler. There's not as much of the popping and cracking, and over time the benefits are really great.
How about that?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that existed.
I think it's a new field.
All right, so lots of opportunities for you to learn more about your dog, hang out with other people who are as nutty about their dogs as you are, and it goes from October 5th through the 8th. You got a website where people can, you know, poke around and find out more?
Sure. All of our information as well as registration materials can be found at www.campdogwood.com.
C-A-M-P-D-O-G-W-O-O-D, all one word, right?
That's it.
All right, cool, and I wish you luck with this.
Thank you very much.
And just, you know, drop me an email or something or let me know how it went.
Do you have a dog?
No.
Working on it?
Well, I do have a dog, but it's a very long and twisted story. It was my brother's dog, and it's not a real dog. It's a dog starter kit. It's
a one-hander?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's basically a bowling ball with 4 feet. It's an old dog with tiny little legs that's a bit of a mental patient because the dog spent a lot of time with my brother, who's a full-on issue. And, you know, the dog... Remember when you were a kid and, like, a kid would bug you and your mom would go, well, he means well?
Mm-hmm.
The dog means well, but the dog doesn't have a lot of positives right now. And I love dogs more than anybody, but it's not the type of dog you'd bring to dog camp. Oh, you know, actually, that brings up one more question before
sure.
I leave. Well, how do the dogs get along?
You know, in a group setting like that, you can see it in, like, the dog-friendly areas in Chicago, like the dog parks. Like, when the dogs all get together like that, I think they can sense that there's something going on different than normal. I had a dog that would announce every other dog walking on the street or anybody outside of my house, and as soon as you put her into a setting with a lot of other dogs, like, I think as soon as they size everybody up, everybody just realizes that the space is for them and the time is for them, and they take advantage of it.
Now, is there any chance that the dogs will plan in the middle of the night and take all the humans hostage?
That would be interesting.
Yeah, it would be. Probably get a movie of the week out of that, couldn't we?
At least.
All right, Dave. CampDogwood.com. That's the best way to get a hold and register in the whole deal, right?
Definitely.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the time.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Right, see you later.
Bye-bye.